This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I put on the coach's film room for a little bit because that Mike Gundy was on there. And Mike Gundy, of course, is the Oklahoma State head football coach, and he's a maniac.
He's got a mullet.
He's the guy who did the famous "I'm a man, I'm 40" rant. And there was a funny moment the second that I put it on, as they had to go to break, and I guess that Mike Gundy had been the point person for the producer to tell him, like, to go to break. So one of the other coaches is talking, and he cuts him off and goes, hey, we're out of here. And then they go to break. And I'm like, he's doing the head coach thing with other head coaches. Hey, we're out of here. And then they go to the commercial. So it was nuts. I can only watch that other stuff for a little bit, because if you're trying to watch the game, that, I don't know, it's a little bit distracting, but it was fun there for a while. The first half took like 2 hours. It was a two-hour first half.
And a 35-minute halftime.
I mean, you wait 2 weeks for this game to happen, and the game lasts 2 weeks.
Right.
All right, Jerry is here with some details from that and other stuff. What's going on, Jerry?
Brought to you by Security Dodge. Shop 24/7 online at securitydodge.com during the Start Something New sales event. Some of the details from the LSU win, 42-25 over Clemson, become national champions, like one of several touchdowns thrown by Mr. Joe Burrow.
Snap called for. Belt high. Burrow has it. Late pressure comes. Throws right in the middle of the end zone. Wide open. Thad Moss. Touchdown, LSU. 6-yard touchdown pass. Third of the year for Thaddeus Moss. Joe Burrow dials up number 58.
Now he has some target there for him. That was LSU radio. He had a couple of touchdown catches. Burrow threw for 5 scores, 463 yards. He also ran for 58 yards in another. And LSU completes the unbeaten season, going 15-0 to become national champions. Their head coach, Ed Orgeron, having Burrow makes things easy.
Just give the great players a chance to make opportunities, make plays, and he did it.
Of course, the game was played in New Orleans. Figured they'd have a great crowd.
Joe Burrow?
We felt that once we come in the Superdome, we come out victorious because of the home field advantage.
Burrow becomes the first major college quarterback to throw 60 touchdown passes in a season. LSU also snapping Clemson's 29-game winning streak. Here was Burrow. Nice to complete the journey.
This doesn't come around every year. You know, this is a special group of guys that really came together, and it's as close of a group that I've ever been around.
And the losing coach is Dabo Swinney. LSU is tremendous, and he knows it.
They made some plays tonight that, I mean, you just got to tip your hat to them, because the ball was in the only place that their guy could catch it.
What did you think? Were you guys still on the game at the end? The passing interference call in the fourth quarter that was just NFL-like.
Yeah.
No, horrendous.
Right. No, there was that. You know, Dabo Swinney, I tell you, man, he started his press conference by talking about how great Clemson was for 45 seconds. That's all he talked about.
He's selling his brand, man. Don't you understand that?
Yeah, no, I do understand. Do they have to sit? But after that, aren't you a little bit like, hey, LSU, good job. Not like, hey, we won all this, we won that, we haven't lost a game in a long time, we did this, we're the first team to ever win 6. Does he need to do that after the game?
Yeah. See, they're always selling. Those guys are used car salesmen. And they'll be back in the game next year because they'll have Trevor Lawrence.
Jeez. Who last night was 18 of 37, 234, no touchdowns, no picks. What happened?
A lot of different things. I think, first of all, LSU did a really good job. They brought a lot of pressure. They did a good job mixing up the coverages. But just at the end of the day, I just didn't play well enough for us to win, you know.
Took a lot of responsibility on his own shoulders. Clemson goes 14-1, and with that, we say goodbye to the college football season. All right, the details from this MLB announcement, the punishment for the Astros, I know you guys have discussed it, conclude the investigation. So the team loses, the franchise loses first and second round draft picks for the next 2 years, $5 million fine, which I think was the largest allowed by the rules. They do suspend Lunau and Hinch for the season, but then they were fired by owner Jim Crane. Here was Crane, who met the media on what he did.
Neither one of those guys implemented this or pushed it through the system. It really came from the bottom up. It's pretty clear in the report how that happened. But neither one of them did anything about it, and that's unfortunate, and the consequences are severe.
And the punishments were severe, and he said he just felt he needed to do more.
There's two very important points I want to make today. I have higher standards for the city and the franchise, and I'm going above and beyond MLB's penalty.
And that's why he did what he did. Commissioner Manfred also wrote that he will withhold determining the appropriate level of discipline for Alex Cora, who was the team's bench coach in 17 before taking over the Red Sox in 18. The investigation for him is still ongoing. So you've got that. Tigers agree to sign Ivan Nova. NBA last night, Lakers and Cavs. LeBron has 31. LA beats Cleveland 128-99. As Dwight Howard keeps playing well, 21 points, 15 rebounds. And then I believe the youngest to do this, this is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander completing a triple-double. Tell you more on that in a moment.
Slot right, Gilgeous-Alexander. Slicing to the top of the key, retreats. Left flank, Schroeder bombs a three that's online. Cha-ching a Thunder money ball. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has his first triple-double of his career with 20 points, 18 rebounds, and 10 assists.
And I believe he is the youngest player to have a triple-double with 20 points, 20 rebounds, and 10 assists, as that's what he was his line last night. 20, 20, and 10, pretty good, as they beat the T-Wolves 117-104. You also had the Pelicans knock off the Pistons in overtime, 117-110. Zion Williamson's video is going viral as he fell asleep on the bench late in the fourth quarter, or in overtime, I forget which one it was. But that was a bad look.
They were only, the three-point game?
Yeah.
At the point.
I think it was 99-96 or 102-99, something like that.
I mean.
He fell asleep.
Not that it's falling asleep on a bench is good at any point, but I mean, we're talking about less than 2 minutes to go in a three-point game, and he's falling asleep.
And then TNT.
Yeah, it's just too bad that he's not playing for the Knicks. That would have been unbelievable. That would have been on a Knick bench.
Well, then TNT did the whole side-by-side with Charles Barkley falling asleep during a broadcast. It's pretty
hilarious. Yeah, it's hilarious. You know what's very funny?
I'm sure someone will put that side-by-side as well. The Pacers beat the Sixers 101-95. TJ Warren had 21. Celtics over the Bulls 113-101, 21 for Jason Tatum. And the Blazers hold off the Hornets 115-112. Damian Lillard had 30. Tonight, Nets and Jazz will have it on The Fan. The Knicks are in Milwaukee. Devils skate in Toronto. Radio.com has that at 7. And the Islanders host the Red Wings. The Islanders not very good last night after scoring early. Then they got run over by your Rangers.
Goal. Open man, Panarin to the net. He scores! Wow. Oh, what a night for Artemi Panarin!
The great Sam Rosen on MSG. 2 goals, 3 assists, 5 points. Second player in franchise history to have 67 points in the team's first 45 games.
How about the fact that he's the third leading scorer in the NHL as we speak right now, only behind Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid?
Well, that's what they paid him for,
this
right?
I'm telling you, this is like one of the great all-time free agent signings in New York sports
so
history
far, yeah.
Up to this point.
Yep.
Up to this point now. If he goes on and can get the Rangers to the Stanley Cup one of these 6 or 7 years, it's going to be amazing. The guy is just ridiculous how good he is and how much better he makes everybody.
Well, Rangers wound up winning 6-2. Chris Kreider and Adam Fox scored in the second period, and Gorgiev had 32 saves.
That's another thing. I mean, we got 3 goalies now, and this kid Gorgiev is a hell of a player. I mean, I wonder if they could convince Hank, you know, maybe you want to go play for Toronto or somebody for your last year and a half.
That'd be the ideal situation, right?
That ain't going to happen, though. He's got a no-trade clause. He loves being with the Rangers, wants to be with the Rangers. And, you know, it's a sign of those long-term contracts that end up hurting your team. You know, it'd be nice for him to go somewhere if he could win a Stanley Cup with a team that would desperately need a goalie. But I don't necessarily know that anybody would want that contract. That's the problem.
And lastly, the Flyers beat the Bruins in a shootout 6-5. Brad Marchand had a chance to tie it in the shootout, except when he went to grab the puck, he missed it. And that's how that game ended.
Oh,
which is one of the weirder things you will ever see.
Well,
yes.
How about guys getting thrown out of games because they're fighting before the puck is dropped? That's another,
oh, God. Please.
That's another weird
true.
Thing to see.
Yeah, it did happen to Matt
Martin
last night.
My son-in-law's ice time last night.
Yeah.
10 seconds.
Right.
I'm like, I sit down, I got a scotch, I'm ready to go. I got my son-in-law playing against my team. You know, I want to chirp a little bit, you know, and then he gets thrown out of the game because the linesman doesn't drop the puck.
I was going to say, it's because they went after before the puck went, because it was the second fight
these two, during the play stoppage. You know, these two Neanderthals need to know that the puck is on the ice before they drop the gloves and start smashing each other in the face.
Well, if you look, Matt looks back and then almost kind of stops when he sees the puck wasn't dropped, but then you know, the other knucklehead wasn't stopping, so he had to go and throw some more.
I mean, you know, I'm texting with Sydney. I'm like, you know, my night's ruined. But then at the end, it wasn't ruined because we won 6-2. So my night was really, you know, finished off nicely. But I want to watch him play. And I'm like, what the hell are you guys doing? And by the way, you Ranger fans out there that want to tweet me and call my son-in-law a goon, you idiots, he's not a goon. He's a good dude. He married my daughter. I love the guy. He's quality through and through. But when he gets standing next to another knucklehead Canadian, what do they got to do? They got to drop the gloves and start swinging at each other.
You are right. You're 100% right in everything you say. But to the people that don't know him, when you think about guys that fight in hockey, term they get named.
Up until
he's a tough guy.
Hey, I'm not saying he's not a tough guy, but up until about like 3 games ago, he had no penalty minutes. He was going for the Lady Bing trophy, for God's sake. And now all of a sudden, he becomes like a maniac. And I knew it before the game even started. I wasn't talking to him the last couple of days. He was just talking, you know, we were going back and forth about some of the football. Like, you know, I don't want to get involved in all this stuff.
Right.
You know, and I'm just like, are you effing kidding me? What are you doing?
Well, it wasn't even his fault. It wasn't his fault. The guy did like a fake drop of the puck.
The linesman needed to be slapped in the back of the head. There's no question about it. But I'm just like, come on, guys. What? Now is not the time. This is, doesn't. What are we doing here?
What we're doing here is giving away Yankee tickets in the middle of January. That's what we're doing.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.